Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Greenpanel Industries Limited Q4 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Greenpanel Industries Limited's Q4 and FY25 earnings call. We have with us today Mr. Shobhan Mittal, the Managing Director, Mr. V. Venkatramani, the CFO. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. A detailed statement in this regard is available in the result presentation that was sent to you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Shobhan Mittal to begin the proceedings of the call. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rishab. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss Greenpanel's operating and financial performance for Q4 FY25. MDF domestic sales volumes fell by 25% year-on-year. This was on account of discontinuing sales of commercial-grade MDF in anticipation of implementation of BIS QCOs. Commercial-grade in Q4 FY25 was nil as opposed to 40,924 cubic meters in Q4 FY24. Export volumes were higher by 34% at 14,458 on a low base of 10,804 cubic meters. MDF domestic realizations were higher by 7.4% year-on-year at 31,214 cubic meters. Domestic realizations increased due to increase in mix of value-added products to 50% as compared to 44% in Q4 FY24, and also due to the discontinuation of lower-priced commercial-grade MDF. Export realizations were higher by 9.6% year-on-year at rupees 22,389 per cubic meter. MDF EBITDA margins at 16.3% were higher quarter-on-quarter due to EPCG scheme incentives. Plywood volumes were lower by 12% year-on-year. EBITDA margins at 12.1% were higher due to write-back of provisions for turnover discounts. Plywood realizations at rupees 270 per square meter were higher by 8% year-on-year due to reasons mentioned earlier. Post-tax profits for the quarter were lower by 1% at rupees 29.39 crores as compared to 29.81 crores in the corresponding quarter. Net working capital at 36 days has shown an increase of 8 days year-on-year due to lower turnover and high inventory levels. Net debt stands at rupees 165 crores as on 31st March 2025, inclusive of rupees 336 crores for the expansion project. I'd now like to provide a summary for the financial performance for FY2025. MDF domestic volumes fell by 6%, of which commercial-grade MDF contributed 3%. Domestic MDF revenue fell by 9.7% due to lower volumes and a 3.7% fall in realizations. MDF EBITDA margins at 11.7% fell due to a 3.7% fall in domestic realizations and a 23% price increase in wood prices year-on-year, which impacted EBITDA margins by 6.7%. Gross margins of the company fell by 900 basis points to 46.9%. EBITDA margins at 10.9% were lower by 615 basis points, and post-tax profits at rupees 72.11 crores were lower by 49%. Commercial production has started in the expansion project, and we expect capacity utilization to ramp up over the next 3 to 4 quarters. We expect an improved performance in FY26 with the addition of thin MDF in our product portfolio. Domestic furniture manufacturing industry prospects will receive a boost with the expected implementation of BIS QCO from February 2026. This should also lead to increased demand for furniture manufacturing and raw materials like MDF and plywood. Mr. Venkatramani will now run you through financials in greater detail, post which we will have a Q&A session. Thank you.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us to discuss the Q4 FY25 financial performance of Greenpanel. Net sales during the quarter were rupees 338.94 crores compared to rupees 396.08 crores during the corresponding period. MDF sales in value terms fell by 15.3% at rupees 305.17 crores and contributed 90% of the top line. MDF domestic volumes fell by 25% while export volumes were up by 34%. MDF domestic revenues were rupees 272.80 crores while exports contributed rupees 32.37 crores. Domestic realizations were higher by 7.4% year-on-year at rupees 31,214 per cubic meter, while export realizations were higher by 9.6% at rupees 22,389 per cubic meter. Blended MDF realizations were higher by 5.8% at rupees 29,961 per cubic meter. Uttarakhand MDF unit operated at 80% and Andhra Pradesh plant operated at 50% with blended capacity utilization at 60% on proportionately increased capacity of 661,899 cubic meters. Plywood sales saw degrowth of 5.3% at rupees 33.77 crores. Plywood sales volumes were lower by 12% at 1.25 million square meters and the unit operated at 42% during the quarter. Plywood sales realizations were higher by 8% at rupees 270 per square meter due to reason mentioned earlier. In Q4 FY25, gross margins were lower by 911 basis points year on year at 44.6%. EBITDA margins were up by 189 basis points at 15.9%. EBITDA value stood at rupees 53.85 crores and post-tax profits at rupees 29.39 crores. That concludes my presentation. Please start the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, as you highlighted in call, your AP plant is running at 50% capacity utilization. Now, possibly you have increased the capacity also by brownfield expansion. So, how are the plans on ramp up? I understand you will possibly add a new product portfolio in MDF. But possibly this utilization will go down further. And by adding up this unit, what sort of your cost will increase, be it on employee depreciation and interest and other expenses?
So on account of volumes, we are expecting about from the existing lines, line 1 and line 2, we're expecting about a 11%, 12% growth in terms of volumes in the coming year. And because the first quarter is quite muted for the new line, so we're expecting about 72,000 cubic meter capacity utilization over the year from the new line. So combined as a company, this would give us about a 30% volume growth, including the production considered for the new line. So this is where we would stand, is what we expect to stand at for the current year.
So you said something 72% utilization. What was that? I understand.
No, I said the volume expected from the new line would be 72,000 cubic meters.
Understood.
So that is what we are expecting. Yeah.
Got it.
The numbers that are mentioned to you are the domestic numbers. And we are expecting about 80,000 cubic meter additional volume coming from the export business. so resulting in a total volume of about 550,000 cubic meters.
Got it. So there are sort of one-off income in both ply and MDF unit this time. Can you please quantify it?
Yeah, in MDF, it has come from EPCG incentives, you know. So that contributed 35 crores during the quarter. And on the plywood side, we have written off, you know, turnover discount provisions to the extent of rupees 1.25 crores.
1.25 crore, understood. Can you please give me more idea about EPCG incentive? Like, how is it? Will it be coming in upcoming quarters or upcoming years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the total incentive expected from EPCG scheme is about 86 crores. We have accounted for 35 crores in FY25. So the balance of about 51 crores is expected over FY26 and FY27.
Okay. So you will be recognizing each quarter proportionately kind of a thing.
Yeah, proportionate to the sales executed against those, you know, licenses.
And you
licenses.
Domestically. Got it. And what is the status of the import in India?
Imports have come down significantly. So I think April was about 1,100 cubic meters.
And how you see the trend going forward?
We don't expect to see any significant increase in imports.
Understood. Thank you. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I had a few questions on exports business. We are targeting around 80,000 crores. I wanted to get an idea on, you know, what sort of margins did we make, like, you know, indicative margins did we make in Q4?
So it was not 80,000 crores. Shobhanji actually said 80,000 cubic meters.
Yes.
Okay.
Volumes would be 80,000 cubic meters for FY26.
Yeah, approximately about 84,000 cubic meters. And the margins in Q4 were approximately about 1.75%.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Got it. So, sir, like, if we adjust for this EPCG business, so, like, quarter-on-quarter, our profitability in MDF was almost flattish. Is the right way to look at it?
That's correct.
For MDF?
That's correct.
Okay. 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 Thank you, sir. Those were my questions for now.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Bara from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible? Hello?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the realization trend. So imports are now out of the way, and I think the 29% should be the lowest we have ever seen. So can we assume some improvement going further as well in the realizations?
As far as FY26 is concerned, we don't expect to see any significant improvement in the realizations. There could be some small improvement in realizations, but, you know, our primary focus would be on expanding volumes both in the existing plants as well as the new plant.
Okay. And my next question is regarding the RM cost, particularly in southern India. So how the RM cost behaving there, and have you seen any increase and expected to reduction in RM cost?
Yeah, we have started seeing some reductions from April. You know? So I think we would probably expect to see around a 5 to 7% fall in timber prices during FY26.
Okay. Okay.
So this is a very preliminary estimate. I'll probably be able to give you a, you know, a better estimate post quarter one.
Okay, that's fine. And sir, any commentary on the underlying demand side for the MDF segment?
Yeah, Shobhanji, can you please take that question?
Yes. So, what we are noticing is, of course, that, you know, the import concentrated segments are, of course, shifting towards the domestic side. Market demand for the general growth of the MDF industry continues to remain strong as opposed to other industries at 15%-20%. And what we foresee is that there are no major additional capacities also coming in. So with the fact that imports are going to be quite muted and, you know, the market is on a growing trend, and the fact that no new large additional capacities are coming online in the next financial year, the benefit of this should shift towards the existing producers.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Sonthalia from Edelweiss Public Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Thank you for taking my question. So I have three questions. Hello, I'm audible?
Yeah, you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my first question is, like you said, our new capacity is coming for thin MDF, which will be replacing some of the imports, or which will cater to the demand, which is currently getting imports. So can you give me some, what's your perspective, like, what will drive this switch of market share from imports to ours? Will it be cost? Will it be visibility, efficiency for the domestic manufacturers to take from us, or quality? What will drive it?
So, I would say it's not primarily imports. It is also some of the competing companies are already prevailing in the thin MDF segment. Of course, being in the south of India and being highly focused on imports being a price-sensitive segment, and the fact that imports are getting restricted, so that would definitely result in, you know, opening up a certain percentage of the market share for our industry. And, you know, we already have a fairly large and strong network of distribution who are currently focused on the thick panels. And at the moment, they are obviously satisfying their requirement of thin panels from other sources. But the fact that now Green Panel as a company is in a position to offer the entire product portfolio, the fact that we're located in the south of India, having competitive advantage in terms of freight, also with respect to serviceability and resulting in working capital reduction, inventory reduction for our dealers and channel partners. But there would be a preference shift towards us, which would result in, you know, us gaining market share in this segment for sure.
Understood. Very clear. And second question to Venkatji, like, if you can help me with supply demand specific to south, like, what is the supply scenario and demand, and broadly, how much demand is in south and supply? Very broad numbers are okay, if possible.
Okay. There are only about three or four MDF manufacturers present in South India. So we have Green Panel, Century, Rushil Decor, and one unorganized company. So the total supply would be about
1.1.
One second.
Sure.
About 1.3 million cubic meters. And approximately 35%-40% of the demand is generated from South India.
Of the total domestic demand, right?
Of the total domestic, correct.
And like you already alluded, there is no capacity coming for next year, but any news from your side, anyone who just announced the capacity, which maybe will come 2-3 years after? Any announcement which may you know from unorganized?
Yes, I think, well, not only unorganized, but we know that Action is in talks with regards to installing a line in the south of India.
Okay. A new greenfield CapEx or just a line in the existing plant?
No, the Action doesn't exist in the south of India from a production aspect, so it would be a greenfield CapEx.
Understood, understood. And one last question from my side, like for last 1 year, our realization in MDF has not increased with regards to the increase in raw material prices. So what would be the current differentiation between the prices of MDF compared to low-end plywood or imports, and what it used to be in 2023 or 2022, a normalized year?
Venkatji, you'll get that?
Yeah, I got the question, but I don't really have the numbers for plywood.
We can tell you from an import aspect where it would stand. Domestic manufacturing generally, ends up being about 8%, and depending on the thickness and the product category, but anywhere between 8%-12% more expensive than the imports coming into the country. But that is at the port level. The moment you start transporting imported material further inland, with local freight incurring, that, it starts reducing the difference.
Local freight and transportation costs.
Yeah.
Got it, got it.
Sorry, local freight and warehousing costs.
Understood. So currently it is minuscule, but earlier, before this timber price increase and our price being flat, earlier the difference used to be same, or it used to be higher?
See, the peak difference used to be around 18%-20%.
Right.
Understood, understood. Thank you. That's all from my side. Best of luck for the upcoming year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tanmay Mohta from Locus Investment Group. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So I just had a few bookkeeping questions. One was-
Sorry, you're not very clear.
Thank you, sir.
We can't hear you.
Sorry, you're not audible.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Not really.
You're sounding very low. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Hi, can you hear me now?
Sir, it is sounding very low.
Somewhat. Am I audible? Check, I'm at max volume, if you can hear me.
Sir, can you connect on the handset mode? I believe you are connected on the hands-free mode.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, sorry for the confusion. Thanks for the opportunity. Actually, I've had a few bookkeeping questions. One was your value-added mix for the quarter and the year, and your OEM mix for the quarter and the year. And second was on lines of, the realizations. Do you expect realization from the export front to sort of increase going forward? And if you could just basically tell me any reason why you feel that exports will be better going forward.
Okay. As far as the value mix is concerned, for the quarter, it was 50% in volume terms and 62% in value terms, and the figure was similar for the full year also.
Got it.
Yeah. Regarding, Subhanji, do you expect any improvement in the export realization?
So as a company, now that we have the thin panel in our product portfolio, and this generally tends to be about, I would say anywhere about 25%-30% higher priced in the export side. So, on a sort of average basis, our export realizations will improve. And this is not factoring in any, price increases in the existing product segment that we're catering to. Of course, any any dollar movement against the rupee would result in better realizations in rupee terms as well. And you know, with an improved mix of thin and thick panels, overall realizations per cubic meter in export are expected to improve for us.
Thank you. And just one last question on when you expect the capacity to sort of, you know, start shaping in and when it can start contributing to the overall volumes.
Okay, we are targeting a capacity utilization of 35% for FY 2026.
Okay.
But I think we should start getting, you know, substantial contribution of the capacity from quarter two of this year, because at the moment, the line is still under the control of the plant supplier, and it is still under the optimization phase because it's, let's say, a very technologically advanced line, and it's a very high-speed line. Hence, it's a longer period of optimization. So we foresee that by quarter two, we should have the line handed over to us, and, you know, we should start seeing a fair amount of output coming out of it.
Thank you. Thank you. All the best. I'll come back to the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Bothra from Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, good evening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to understand two things on the P&L front. Has there been a reduction in employee cost and other operating expenses for the quarter as compared to last year?
Yeah, like we have mentioned in earlier quarters, you know, we have been reducing the admin expenses, especially as far as branch operations are concerned. So if you look at it, I think admin expenses and employee expenses put together have come down by approximately 15 crores this year. And employee costs, in spite of 8% you know, increment last year, have remained almost fixed year on year.
Got it. And in with respect to EBIT margin, I think improvement in plywood is far better than MDF. So is there a raw material proportion or is something else to it?
Yeah, like I mentioned, it's primarily come from reduction in overhead expenses.
Okay. And lastly, sir, if you could explain the tax impact implication, there is no tax outgo or tax expense for the quarter. So what is this pertaining to?
Yeah. So, you know, we had received the income tax refund, which was shared by Greenply. I think it probably came in October. So that's why, you know, tax expense is almost negative for the full year and very low for the quarter. And the second factor is the new plant started commercial production in the last quarter. So, you know, in income tax, if a plant has been operational for less than 6 months, we get income tax depreciation for 6 months. So while we are charging only 3 days or 4 days depreciation in the books of account, we are getting a 6% depreciation deduction in, 6 months depreciation deduction in income tax. So both those factors have contributed to keeping the tax impact very low in FY 2025. But for FY 2026, I would probably expect a tax rate of around 20%.
Got it. And lastly, sir, what would be the normalized depreciation and interest for next year onwards, I mean next quarter onwards?
I would say approximately about 100 to 102 crores.
Got it.
For the full year.
I'll come back in.
Sure.
I'll come back in with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Garjiwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, in the opening remarks, when you stated that you all are looking at around 550,000 kind of wall sales volume number for this year, and domestic should grow by 30%. So basically, what gives us the confidence that, you know, we'll be able to expand our market share with this quantum, given that there are a lot of players who are, you know, a bit aggressive now with the new capacities?
Okay, so you'll have to break up that figure, you know. So what we are saying is, on the existing two lines, one at Uttarakhand and one at Andhra, we are targeting 10%-12% volume growth this year. And we are targeting a 35% capacity utilization in the new plant. So here, if you look at it, we'll primarily be producing the thin MDF. And until very recently, you know, almost 60% of the thin MDF was being imported into India. Now, imports have come down substantially. So during March and April, it has been approximately about 1,100 cubic meters per month. So we think, you know, a large part of that market share can be captured by us.
Got it. And so secondly, I mean, on margin front, right? So if we, you know, eliminate the benefit of EPC that we are getting, so on a steady state, what kind of operating margins can we see for MDF in FY26, and also for plywood?
I think I would be looking at approximately a 12% margin in MDF and a 7%-8% margin in plywood.
Okay, so for MDF,
Of course, excluding the EPCG incentive.
Right. Okay, sir. Understood. And so this EPC, I'm sorry to again come back to this one, this EPCG benefit, so you'll be taking that impact quarterly as per the sales? So the balance
That's correct.
50 crore. Okay.
That's correct.
So for 7-8 quarters, for 2 years, like you mentioned, so for eight
Yeah,
quarters, we will keep on having.
Yeah, it could be anywhere between 6 to 8 quarters.
8 quarters. All right. All right, sir. That helps us. I'll fall back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, team, and thank you for the opportunity. So just to understand this EPCG thing in more detail, is it fair to say that it is actually a waiver on the import of it's a custom duty waiver which we would have paid on plant and machinery for MDF CapEx?
That's correct.
Okay. So as such, if we continue to incur more and more CapEx, this actually can be a sort of a recurring income, right, for us?
No, we won't be incurring any recurring CapEx, you know. So our CapEx has been completed as far as the new line is concerned. So that's why, you know, I could put a fixed figure to it that the total is 86 crores. We have accounted for 35 crores in FY25, and the balance 51 crores is expected to accrue over the next 6 quarters.
And the 35 crores has been also received cash in FY25, right?
It has been accounted for in quarter four, you know, although it was for the full year, because we could account for that incentive only after the plant was commissioned.
Okay. And in terms of cash
Although the
flow, how much have we?
Although the export obligations were completed earlier, we could only account for it in quarter four after the installation was completed and commercial production commenced.
Because
And in terms
EPCG obligation, sorry, just to clarify, EPCG obligation can be discharged at a company level. It is not specific to the plant that you have, you know, saved duty on. So because we had an ongoing export business from our previous lines, we were able to discharge the obligation even before this line had gotten commissioned, the new line had gotten commissioned.
Understood. And secondly, sir, if you look at the last 1 year, Greenply has been making a lot of inroads into MDF, led by sort of disruptive pricing. But now that they have reached optimum utilization level, is it fair to say that there will be a lot more price discipline now going forward?
Yes, you can say that. Yes, we're already noticing that.
Okay, so from here on, I mean, at least that irrational pricing may not hold now that there is BIS also and optimum utilization has been received, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So,
Great,
you know,
sir.
due to the BIS, implementation, so we also see the threat from the unorganized segment minimizing going forward, because when the new standards are declared and got into notification, for compliance, there will definitely be a cost increase on account of the unorganized players. And that would, result in lesser price cutting power on their part, or even to the extent of passing on some of that cost in the market, minimizing the difference between the organized segment.
Sure. And just last clarification, this balance 50 crores that is pending on the export grant, which will be accruing over the next 2 years, we can assume that the cash flow will also be commensurate, right? Hello?
Venkatji?
Yeah.
No, there's no cash flow impact as such, Basically, by importing the machinery under EPCG scheme, we have avoided a cash outflow.
No, no, I'm
And
saying
so
you
now
already
we are
said that.
discharging the export obligations against that customs duty saved.
Achha, you haven't paid the customs duty and hence there is no cash flow impact.
Correct.
Yes. In a way, we
Okay.
already saved this cash flow at the time of capital expenditure.
Okay. So to that extent, there was an increase in CapEx, which is now getting reversed. That's the right way to look at it. Hello?
Hello? Venkatji?
No, I couldn't get that. What did you say?
No, sir, what I'm trying to say is कि जब हमने import किया होगा, we would not have paid custom duty, but still we would have accounted as a payable, which we are reversing.
Correct, correct. That's correct.
That's right.
Understood. Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Nopany from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. Sir, my first question is on your MDF volume growth side. So if we see for March quarter, we have our domestic MDF volume has degrown by 25%. So can you please explain the rationale why we have registered such kind of a sharp degrowth in our volume?
So,
Okay.
As mentioned in the comments, in quarter four last year, because of the BIS compliance, we had zero sales of commercial grade MDF, which we had discontinued consciously, as opposed to almost 40,000 cubic meters of commercial grade sales in the corresponding quarter last year.
Okay. So if we have discontinued the commercial grade sales, is it not likely that our domestic volume is also likely to get impacted in the coming quarter's time, and we are expecting our domestic volume to grow or the existing line volume to grow by 11%-12%. So wanted to understand that how we are confident of growing our existing line volume by
No.
11%-12%.
Yes. Because the consumption, whichever segments or customers were consuming the commercial grade MDF, now will have to satisfy their requirements with BIS compliant MDF. So demand has not gone anywhere. It's just a matter, the case is that it will now get replaced by BIS compliant MDF, which was earlier being satisfied by commercial grade MDF, because no one now can offer non-BIS compliant MDF anymore. So the demand continues to remain there. And even if they choose to fulfill this by way of imports, it would also again have to be BIS compliant MDI. That's the whole point of the QCO being in place.
Okay. And sir, like in the current June quarter, do we expect our volume to grow at around 11-12% rate on a YOY basis?
Well, we are seeing, you know, the even at the moment the unorganized segment is not fully compliant because there is a, let's say, a grace period for the BIS compliance. So of course the first quarter, although it's too premature to say, but it's the first quarter is still a bit muted.
Okay.
But we expect this to you know, grow over the full financial year, the numbers that we are talking about.
Yeah, fine, got it, sir. And second thing, sir, on margin, like if we exclude the benefit of EPCG, then our margin has come pressure on a quarter-on-quarter basis, and it has gone below 5% level. And we are guiding that our margins to go up to around 12% level in FY26. So wanted to understand that why we are hopeful that our margin should recover to such a good level in FY26 when we are seeing a margin pressure even on a Q1Q basis.
Okay, there are two reasons why we are expecting an improvement in the margin. You know, one is we are focusing 10 to 12% growth in domestic volumes from the existing plants. You know. So improving capacity utilization at the older plants will have a positive impact on the margin. We are expecting wood prices to come down this year compared to what they were last year. You know, and the third point is, you know, there will be very small increase in fixed cost with the new plant. No, so I'm expecting an annual increase in fixed cost of only about 5 to 6 crores for the new plant. So it will basically have a much higher operating margin as compared to the existing plants.
Okay. And sir, like if you can just provide the data of timber price for the March quarter, what it was for north, south and blended basis and what it is right now in the current June quarter.
I won't be able to give you for the June quarter right now, so we will discuss that, you know, post the Q1 numbers.
Sure.
So at the moment, I'll just give you for the March quarter. For the north plant, timber prices were 7.15 rupees per kg, and for the south plant, it was 6.23 rupees a kg.
Okay.
Sorry. That was for quarter three. For quarter four, north was 6.44, and south was 6.22.
Okay.
So these are the purchase rates, and the consumption rates were 6.67 for north and 6.38 for south.
Okay, got it, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Potra from Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers. Please go ahead.
Sir, basic question. With respect to consumption pattern, how has been the sales mix with respect to retail level and B2B level? I mean, who are our main buyers? Is it contractors or is it the OEM manufacturers?
Okay. So, you know, if you look at it in terms of, you know, sales network, it's primarily B2C because almost 85% of our sales happens through the channel. And only about 15% is to the OEM manufacturers. But if you look at it in terms of consumption, you know, majority of the MDF used the raw material in producing ready-made furniture.
Okay. And since
so in consumption terms, it's more B2B.
Got it. And sir, with respect to procurement of raw materials, is it the auctioning happens at the timber procurement sites, or how do we make sure that we are adequately placed with raw materials so that capacity doesn't remain idle?
Depending upon requirements, we decide how much volume should be purchased from which area. So if the requirement is small, we purchase from a local area which may be within a radius of, 30 to 50 kilometers from the factory. And if we require larger volumes, we go over a larger area which could be, say, 150 to 200 kilometers, or in extreme case, even up to 400, 450 kilometers from the plant.
Okay. But do we have contract arrangements with farmers? Because these are now not sourced from forest, and these are all plantation grade timber. So how does things
work? Yeah, we have a network of contractors who procure most of the material, for us. Apart from that, we have a few farmers who come directly to the plant and supply the material. But that would be a small proportion of the total.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering my queries.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Bhatelia from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, I just wanted your clarification and thought process on the margins for the MDF. Now, if you see in the fourth quarter, we are zero commercial grade, like we are selling zero of the low margin product. Assuming that the value-added portfolio percentage remains the same, what will give us a confidence of a double-digit margin?
There are three factors. Hmm. One is the improved capacity utilization in the existing line. The second is the fall in wood prices. And the third is, I mentioned that fixed costs will be very low at the new plant. We will be adding only approximately, 5 to 6 crores of fixed overheads for the new plant. So these are the three reasons why we are expecting a better operating margin compared to quarter four.
And the Q4 export margins were at 1.75%. And at 80,000, what could be this margin profile, assuming that majority is thin MDF exports?
No, majority may not be thin MDF import, so I won't comment on that, till we see at least two quarters of export performance from the new line. So basically, depending upon how wood prices behave, margins are expected to be slightly better as compared to quarter four. But, since I don't know how raw material prices will behave exactly, at the point, what I'm estimating is about a 6 to 8% reduction in wood prices next year.
Right.
So, as each quarter goes, we'll get a better idea. So I'll probably have a better estimate in quarter one.
Okay. Okay. And what are the sales and marketing expense for the year gone by?
I think we would be spending approximately about 20 crores.
Okay, thank you. That's not mine.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Udit Garjiwala from AS Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for follow-up, sir. So if you can just illustrate what will be the CapEx cost for the coming fiscal?
So we're not expecting any major CapEx. So I would say approximately 25 crores of the balance CapEx for the new line. And maybe if we decide to do some small CapEx for the existing business, I would put that at a maximum of about 10-15 crores.
So not more than 40-45 crores for the full year?
No, I would say not more than 30-35 crores, yeah.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you for the answer. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arun Baid from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Shobhanji, if you could just tell us what's the ballpark expected realization for the new thin MDF line in India?
Sorry, new thin MDF line in India?
Yeah, the ballpark expectation of realization there.
So, Arun, you see, today our realizations are close to about 30,000 cubic meters, which is a combination of, pre-laminated, value-added products, etc. But, so, if I talk about the thin MDF line on a per cubic meter basis, this would be about 15%-20% higher.
But you shouldn't put that 15%-20% on that 30,000 figure.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Because initially, a majority of the sales will be of the industrial product. So for the thick-grade MDF, industrial MDF sales is approximately about 25,000-26,000 per cubic meter.
So would it be fair to say that the blended basis would have similar realizations, thin-grade MDF, with your value mix there also?
See, it may take some time for the value mix, because even for the existing lines, it's possibly taken us about 15 years to build up a 50% mix of value-added products. So I wouldn't say it would take such a long time, but for the new plant to have the same mix of value-added products, it's possibly a three-year exercise.
And just one clarification, I'm not clear. So we were saying that we expect about 11-12% growth in our India business on the volume front, right? This year, whatever you have done.
Pertaining to the older plants. Pertaining to the older plants.
Yes, yes. And plus 84,000 from the new line in India. Am I correct?
No, 72,000 from the new line in India.
Okay.
And balance from export.
And 11% growth on the India business, on the new existing lines, right? And the exports, you mentioned 80,000 CBM. So we did roughly around 70,000 CBM this year. So basically, we are not expecting any major thing from exports from the new line?
Arun, at the moment, we've taken a very muted number from the new line for the exports. I mean, this is, of course, a conservative number for the time being. And it should be we are focusing on opening up the markets and exploring the markets on this as well. But at this point of time, because the line is not yet fully settled and timber prices are also not very clear to us, hence, at the moment, from the new line, we've not allocated a very large capacity for the export market.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Shobhanji. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
So what was the commercial-grade non-BIS compliant sale in FY 2025? And secondly, this sale possibly will be now BIS compliant. So it is quite possible whatever the sale you might be doing, that might be now split between all the players.
See, if, like I mentioned, for the commercial grade MDF, sales was nil in quarter four. Okay. But if you compare FY25 with FY24, it was almost similar. You know, the 2 years were almost similar. Approximately 70,000 cubic meters each year. Now, post implementation of BIS, neither domestic players nor importers can sell non-compliant BIS material in India. So, you know, nobody can manufacture or sell commercial grade MDF in future.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We thank everyone for joining this call and we look forward to speaking to everyone after the next quarter. If anyone has any further questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you and good evening.
Thank you everyone and good evening to you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Green Panel Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.